Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3 o'clock. Good to have you. And if you're like most of America, you're probably not aware the Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight. But shouldn't you be? I actually, Kenny, I want to surprise you with something. I loved the way you spoke about this when I talked to you earlier. If you don't mind, I would like you to present it exactly the way you presented it to me, because I think the people, it will resonate. You brought up a point that I couldn't argue. And I went, why is it this way? And then my secondary olive branches of the topic are just that. They're secondary. But listen to what he's saying and think about this.
So last week, what did we talk about? We talked about the NHL ratings being down. I think it was, 20%, something like that? 25%, and that's in the playoffs, right? So now we're going to the Stanley Cup final. You have the best player, maybe ever, one of the best players ever, for sure, in Connor McDavid. Best player in the sport that we've seen in decades. And he's going to be in the biggest series of the year, and ratings are down. Why is that? Can you explain it to me like I'm five? Sell me this pen. What's the reason that ratings could possibly be down for the what I believe to be the best playoffs in sports, and that's me being a hockey guy. I can fully cop to that. But best player in the world, most important series in the sport, and ratings are down. Can you explain to me why?
Rico Beer. Because you have the same reaction I do when I talk to him earlier. I go, I don't get it.
Kenny, because your sport doesn't know how to sell itself. You had the world watching for the Four Nations. And how did you follow that up? You didn't.
And that's another thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, Rico. I am glad. You are a beautiful man. Here's why I'm glad you brought that up. Because you had non-hockey fans obsessed with the Four Nations. It was super entertaining. That one drew massive ratings. And now ratings are down after that?
Kenny, let me help you out with this. So that was the same weekend I took the trip out to L.A., visiting with some friends. We go to the bar.
That was the Founders Summit.
That was the Founders Summit, yes.
Yes.
Except for was no founders, just some friends. And we want to watch the MSU-Illinois game in L.A., and the bar owner is like, I don't know what to do. We got the Four Nations on. So all the TVs are – so we had to beg him to give us a side TV so we could watch that. That's how big it was in L.A. that everybody wanted to watch this sport. Everybody's rooting USA – Kenny, that's a problem. Another problem, I think, is what's wrong with it is you have hockey in places it shouldn't be. Yeah, I don't mean to sound like that guy, but you should have hockey. I think you put it best, your buddy. Hockey should only be in places where ice is at some point in the year. No, Mike, but it's because people, are people in Florida, do they really care about ice hockey?
I don't know.
When the games you think ice hockey.
I don't know, man.
When you think ice hockey, do you think, you know what? My God, let's think Las Vegas.
Well, all I know is when I think Stanley Cup, I think Lightning and Panthers. Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. Look, here's the question. The greatest player, look, Pat Caputo knows more about hockey than maybe anybody. Caputo said Connor McDavid, and I want to make sure I got this right, said Connor McDavid is the greatest player he's ever seen. True or false?
That's what he said.
Okay. If that doesn't get you to watch hockey, what keeps you away? Why will you not wrap your arms around this? Look, I admit this. I'm rooting for Connor McDavid. I want him to win a Stanley Cup. Why? Because he's the greatest player without a title. Yeah. And I think he's too good to not have one. Now, here's the problem. People like Rieger will yell at me, well, it'll break Canada's streak of not winning one in the last 32 years. I don't care.
You can't count Rieger.
Okay. Well, Connor McDavid, I think when you have that level
last year. Yeah, I mean, right, you felt bad. But it goes back to, once again, Mike, the NHL doesn't showcase him. Like, you know who Shohei Ohtani is. Major League Baseball makes sure you know what he looks like.
So what is the issue? People, if I ask you the question, what is the issue where hockey has the greatest player to ever play the sport? You are, in essence, watching Wayne Gretzky, prime, now. Not 1985, now. And the ratings are in the toilet. And, hey, guess what? Doug and Scott got more calls about effing cheese. Cheese! Not a player nicknamed cheese. Literal dairy product, cheese.
Not Green Bay.
That's what they talked about. Cheese. I'm asking you about Connor McDavid. I'm asking you about, you have to root for this guy, right? But what is it that people won't watch? What is it about that sport that keeps you from watching it? Like, it's as easy as it gets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cheese. 248-539-9797.
I think it's also the inconsistency. The fact that we had to wait this long just to get the Stanley Cup started. The fact that it's like, okay, the NBA starts off where it's like one game and then 4 days later. But after that, it's a rhythm. And you know every other night there's going to be basketball on. Every other night it's either East or West. With hockey, it's just kind of, all right, do we got time to play some hockey? All right, let's go ahead and put it on this week. So they never should have let an entire week go by and you just forget about it, because at that point, to use a horse racing analogy, Mike, NBA pulled ahead and took the lead. And now I don't know if hockey has enough to take that lead back.
So why?
Even though they have the best player, why?
No, I'm asking. I don't have the answer. I want to know from the people what keeps you from investing in this. You have Michael Jordan on skates. This is every bit of Wayne Gretzky, and he's probably better. So answer me. Because, look, the other angle to it, these are my secondary little topics. Greatest player who doesn't have a title. If it's not McDavid, who is it? Mm-hmm. Because this guy, he's just different. And I am rooting for him. Yeah. Is it wrong that I'm rooting for him?
No, it's not, Mike. Please, don't. Like I said, don't. If you're relying on Jeff Rieger to help you think.
No, I don't.
Then just stop.
I don't rely on him for anything.
Okay, but I do believe, because the average person would know McDavid if he came and delivered a pizza to them. And that's not a slight against Kenny Sport. It's just,
it kind of feels like a slight.
No, it's, you know, the superstars, the league promotes their superstars. You know who they are. You know who Patrick Mahomes is. Whether you're a casual fan or not, you know him. You know who LeBron James is, whether you're a casual fan or not. You got to be a fan to know who McDavid is.
Okay, so what keeps you from knowing? What keeps you from getting involved? Just tell me. And are we willing to lay down our swords, let Canada have some joy? Plus, who can root for the Panthers? They're the Niners of the hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you cheat on the salary cap, just like you and Eddie DeBartolo and Carmen Policy. And you're privileged. And they also have no state tax, which is just a joke.
You know what?
And they're using this stupid long-term injured thing.
We're going to be throwing rats on the floor. Let's go.
John Van Beesbrook?
Yes.
248-53 Ed Jovanowski. 248-539-9797. Oh, my God. All right. Let's get into it. Kenny's doing a great job screening calls. I got to wait for a second. I don't know if Kenny can multitask.
I'm going with the Panthers now.
Are you really?
They're the Niners? Yeah.
They already had their fun. Go to hell.
Nah.
They're a goon squad. I don't want to root for them. I'm tired of them. I want Connor McDavid to have a championship. Does that make me a softy? 97-1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, now we're cooking with gasoline. So, couple of questions in the mix. One is, look, Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Not that we would ever get to experience that again. But Connor McDavid's the greatest player in any sport on the face of the earth. He's the greatest hockey player ever, potentially. Yet, no one's watching. Ratings are down 25%, and I don't think anyone is stopping what they're doing tonight to watch Stanley Cup Finals. Why? What keeps you from watching? Part two was something simpler. I'm rooting for McDavid because I think, and I know this sounds stupid, guys. He's too good to not have a championship. Like, he's not a bleep hole. He's not like a guy suspended 18 times for drugs or who somehow had screwed up his career. All McDavid does is show up to work. I hate saying somebody deserves one, but like, he's the opposite of Dan Marino.
I got it.
Like, he deserves it. I want him to get one.
I just don't think that hockey really promotes itself. And that's why you have that. If you're not the hardcore fan, it's, oh, wait, Stanley Cup, it's not over yet? And then you're like, oh, well, who's in it? And it's like, oh, okay.
Right, so you say it's lack of promotion. Noted. I'd ask Kenny, but he's screening, so we're going to go to the people. Joshua's going to bat leadoff, 97-1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Thanks, Mike and guys. I grew up playing hockey, loved it way back, know a lot of stuff from it. But, like, so I want McDavid to win too, but I'm kind of hesitant with Edmonton because I can't stand Corey Perry. But, you know, I like McDavid more than Tkachuk and Marchand. And then the other thing is NHL hasn't really promoted. Like, if you think back in the 90s and stuff, it was Steve Yzerman and the Wings versus Joe Sakic and the Avalanche, or Sergei Fedorov and the Wings versus Brett Hull and the Blues. Like, there was always the name, and on ESPN, they always had the picture of the player, not the team logo. Or now it's just like Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. Not really promoting it with the actual players, just teams, and hoping that draws. I think they're doing it horrible.
Okay, so it's Rico's point about promotion. Maybe it'll come back to that. Josh, I still think there's an element of it. And hear me when I say this, because I'm not pointing this at you or Rico or anybody. Mm-hmm. But it's not the easiest sport to watch if you don't know what the hell you're doing. Like, other sports you could just turn on and you know what you're watching. Hockey, there's a nuance to it. It's also, hey, it's hard to find the puck. Things move fast. Right. There are weird lines and rules.
But Joshua, real quick. Mike, as you know, sometimes people are just sheep. And if you tell them this is what you need to watch, they're going to watch it. The NFL does a great job at that. Yeah. It's year-round. Hey, we'll come up with a list of our top 100 players, and we'll let you argue it out of which player is better than this player. They'll come out with the schedule release. They'll come out with different things to keep the interest there, and hockey just shows up to work.
It's hard to argue.
Josh.
Yeah. No, I'm still here. Sorry. There's a little bit of hockey possible arrogance from up top or something. I don't know, with the people promoting it or trying to like, oh, yeah, here's hockey. Here's the stuff. Like, I know partially what at times prevents me from watching it is the availability of it. Like, oh, I have to go pay for this app or this app to watch it. Like, it makes it kind of annoying that they're not like on, you know, the mainstream of like everything's on Hulu. Oh, wait, no, it's Hulu. I got to go to FanDuel or wherever. That all plays into.
Yeah.
Or Max, whatever.
It feels like it's been 20 years since it was taken seriously. It really used to get pushed out in the mid to late 90s. ESPN2 on SportsCenter every night, full highlight packages, Hawk NHL Tonight with Chicken Parm. Like, it was real. And even now, I mean, I've said this to you, Kenny, it feels like a redheaded stepchild.
And you know what doesn't help either? Do you know when the third round ended? Do you know what the last game of the third round was? It was Thursday. We're on Wednesday now. I looked at the arena availability. They could have played the first couple of games over the weekend.
Stop. Rewind for a second. You looked at the arena availability.
I'm that petty. I was that upset because I was like, why am I not watching hockey on a Sunday afternoon here? A matinee, 4 o'clock, game one of the final.
Yeah.
They're shooting themselves in the foot, actively shooting themselves in the foot. We have to wait almost a full week for the final to start? Are you kidding? It's not a real league.
Let's go to Dean, 97-1. Dino, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been watching it. I'm going to date myself since Bill Kennedy had the movie when the wrestling used to come on. It's going back a while. We used to play hockey in the backyard, have fun, and we scored a lot. And since the pads have gotten bigger on the goalie and rules have changed about touching the goalie and you can't do this, you can't do that, it's become boring. There's no three-point line where you can score like an NBA. The scoring's going down, so it's gotten boring and boring. It's no different than soccer. You watch soccer for a while, you stop watching it because it gets boring. Hockey has become boring. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, look, here's what I will say. I think the most overrated thing in the world is when people use the talking point, well, playoff hockey's the greatest of all. Okay, hold on. There's a very specific playoff hockey you're speaking of, and it's rare to find it. When you get into these games where it's up and down action, it's physical, it's fast, or God help you, if you get into an overtime, yes. But there are a lot of these games that feature none of that. I mean, watch Carolina play. Don't sell me that that's something anyone wants to see. How about my team, who's made it to multiple conference finals in the last 3-4 years? The Islanders were a pestilence upon your television screen. Like, I hate the talking point. Well, it's the NHL playoffs. Well, that message clearly isn't resonating because they have Michael Jordan on skates and the ratings are down 25%.
No, but I think it's the fact that they're just banking on, well, it's the NHL playoffs and they're not putting the work in. And really making you want to watch this thing.
What are they supposed to do, Rico? Come to your house, touch your balls, turn on your TV for you? But what do you want this sport to do?
You know what, Kenny? Maybe they should just hire me. Since I ruined college sports, maybe I can help.
You can fix hockey. Is that what you're going to do?
I mean, you know, how about this? You know, Tkachuk versus McDavid, just like the Four Nations. You get that interest back. You make people want to watch this thing. Because I did see... And they stumbled upon it. It's not like they even promoted it. It's just people kind of caught wind and was like, hey, this is kind of a cool little hockey tournament with the nations. I want to watch this thing. You got to make them want to, you got to bring a draw in rather than, you know, it's playoff hockey. Okay, well, what about it? Who's playing? Well, it's playoff hockey. Well, tell me who's playing. Like, it's just that simple. Promote it. Really put it out there. And yeah, it's going to be just like in the Four Nations. You got Tkachuk, McDavid. Let's go.
But the commercials are good. That's the problem. Have you seen them? They do really dramatic commercials. It feels like you're watching Gladiator. There's a disconnect here.
It is. And maybe you have to go year round the way other sports do, where you're constantly promoting it in the offseason.
Well, good luck with that. See, here's your other problem. It's like the draft. Who knows these? No one knows these players.
It's like baseball draft.
Yeah, I mean, look, my team's got the number one pick. Bob Schaefer, who? Oh, he plays for Erie Cornwall. And you're like, okay. But I just, that to me is a limiting factor too, is a lot of the talent pool, they're not even from here. Can you call hockey an American sport? There's another one. I don't know. It feels more global.
It does.
All the other sports are quintessentially American. Yes.
It's more global and it's more specifically, I mean, obviously it's more Canadian, but you get a Canadian person talking about hockey and it's the biggest deal they've ever had talking about anything. Here it's like, oh yeah, there's hockey going on. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah. Let's go over to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
You know what? As Connor's my namesake, if he was playing for an American team, I have Connor McDavid underwear. I mean, that's the one thing I'll agree with Rieger about is you can't let a Canadian team win. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. We're really doing this now? So hold on. I understand it's fun to break their balls, but if any player almost demands that you root for him when he's not playing your team, isn't it McDavid? He's almost like before Ovechkin had a cup. He's too good to not have one.
Yeah, maybe, but I think this year was tough with the Four Nations and all that. But I did have a list that I'd like to, as a member, a card carrying member of the Elite.
Yes,
I'd like to point out four things that I think is lacking this year. No scoring, like the last guy said. No original six teams, except for Toronto getting bounced instantly. There's not even the root against them markets like Philly or Boston. They're not there. No personalities. I mean, I love McDavid, but he's got the personality of Wonder Bread. and fighting. I think fighting's the biggest part. Like I talked to my girlfriend who doesn't give a crap about hockey. You know, I talked to a lot of people. Like, they want fighting in hockey.
Okay, Kenny, I'm going to need you here. Now, Connor is...
Did he just like call McDavid like Mike Trout?
Yes.
He is very boring. He is not very exciting as a player off the ice. He doesn't have a whole bunch of personality.
Fighting. Cliche, talking point, or reality?
Somewhere in the middle. I like fighting, but sometimes there's too much. I thought what you saw at Four Nations was awesome.
Who doesn't like fighting, exactly?
The league. They want to take it out of...
They don't want to be known as a thug league.
Not even that. It's not about the thug league. It's about like concussions and they're worried about player safety.
They should just be like the NFL and fake it. Seems like. Looks like.
I don't disagree. I'm a big fighting guy.
I'll just sit here. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. Great feedback on this. Why is it no one's watching? And is Connor McDavid too good to not have a cup? Is it wrong I'm rooting for him? That I just, yes, I would like someone to be happy. I feel like the guy's too good to be Dan Marino on ice. Because Dan Marino was a bleep hole. There's a big difference.
Really?
He contributed to his own losing. He never wanted a running game. But you know these things. You're old as dirt. But
he helped in finding that dolphin.
Shut up. Okay. 97-1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Kenny, if you take a text, we got a full rack of calls because we're trying to solve a mystery. Like, hockey in most years, it's one thing if you go, all right, look, not many people are watching the Stanley Cup Finals. You've got the best player to maybe ever play the sport in it again. Last year, losing a heartbreaking Game 7. Ratings for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs down 25%. Why? What is it that keeps you from watching hockey? And then part two is whether you do or don't watch. Is it wrong that I feel like certain players are too good to not have a title? That when a guy doesn't do anything wrong, he's not a horrible human off the field. He hasn't done stupid things to derail his career. He just goes. He shows up to work. He's arguably the greatest to ever do it. That you're too good to not have one. Like McDavid is that. And I'm rooting for him. And I know it'll destroy Rieger because Canada will have a Stanley Cup. But Kenny, ticket text. What do you have?
It's because hockey players are a bunch of white bread kids from the suburbs with absolutely no personality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's we're getting a lot of that. That seems to be the sentiment, is hockey players are boring off the ice. They have no
okay,
personality.
Well, this is your sport. Is it cliche or is it true?
That's 100% true. They're terrible in interviews. They don't, you know, there's no pop. There's no, whenever you see them in post-game or even during, like, intermission, they just, it's the same. You could have three quotes from a hockey player, whether they won, lost, the game is close, or the game is not close. You could use four of those quotes every single time. It's never any different. It's never anything interesting that they have to say. Ratings are down because the game has not marketed itself. The game and how it's presented has not changed much on the last 40 years.
All right, so hold on. This is now becoming like a refrain, and this has been Rico's main point. So Kenny, answer it. Okay, fine. Marketing. What the hell can they do from a marketing standpoint that would actually matter? Tell me.
I
didn't ask you. I asked the senator from Duluth, damn it. It's him. It's not your responsibility to fix this sport. It's his.
You know what, Kenny? Maybe you should hire me.
It's his.
College football hired me and they're flourishing.
Go to the Mankato State athletic director. Go ahead.
No, I just think it works in conjunction with the first text about players not having personality. You can market yourself to death because the NHL has done that. Make no mistake. They're on ESPN. They're on TNT. You see their commercials. You see PK Subban on TV, like, I don't know, three times a day during the playoffs. But that's the problem, is PK might have been the actual last player with any sort of personality. And you know what happened? Back when Mike Milbury was on TV, he absolutely
shredded him.
Yeah, he shredded PK Subban because he was the only one with, he called him a clown. It was like, what are we talking about here? He's the only guy that has any sort of personality.
It is interesting when you say, hey, biggest personality on the wings.
That's what the money's for? I'm sorry, everyone's talking.
No, biggest personality on the wings?
Couldn't tell you. Honestly, couldn't tell you.
Yeah, wet toast.
I'd say maybe Larkin, but that's just because he's the captain and he's in the media a lot more. And that's it.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on?
Oh, boy, sorry it's been so long. Good to talk to you again. It's been a minute.
Excellent to have you. What's up?
Well, first of all, if you'll permit me, I got to jump to Rico's defense here for a quick second.
Yes.
And I can absolutely confirm that Detroit Lutheran West was a real high school because my father went there, graduated in 1974.
Boom! So
Rico, that one's for you.
Wait a minute. Your dad was classmates with Rico?
I'm not. Rico, what year were you, Rico?
Don't listen. 87.
87. Well, okay, a little bit before your time. But like I said, I can absolutely confirm that
real
Rico
school.
Did attend a real high school.
Okay, noted.
Thank you.
Okay. So there you go. You're welcome, buddy. Kind of building on what everybody's talked about, I was even telling Kenny, the NHL is the best sport, but it's the absolute worst league. You know, I'm pretty sure that the people who are marketing the game right now are the same ones who are marketing it when the Oilers were a dynasty in the 80s, and then, Mike, your Islanders, when they were their dynasty days in the early 80s. And then kind of also building on the fact that Connor McDavid plays in Edmonton, which, I mean, it may as well be Siberia.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if he was playing in New York or,
but
you
see,
know, God forbid, even a place like Detroit.
It flies in the face of something Shaquille O'Neal said yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, Mike. But Shaq was being interviewed about Giannis. And he goes, look, the whole market size thing isn't a thing anymore. Social media is your market. That it doesn't matter where you play. And he finished it with this isn't the 90s, bro. Like, is there an element of truth to that, Mike? That, look, social media, who for most of humanity, they're on it. Connor McDavid should be a social media darling with his play. It shouldn't matter plays in Edmonton.
He should be, and I think he absolutely is probably the best player since Gretzky in his prime. It really doesn't help that he does have the personality of wet cardboard, you know. It's nice to score on the power play, just got to roll four lines, all that. And so, but then, Mike, actually, here's another angle about this whole discussion I haven't heard you talk about, and not to hijack the topic, but if Connor McDavid wins the Stanley Cup this year, that means that Jake Walman wins the Stanley Cup too.
Yes. And you know what, Mike? I am going to be fully transparent. I'm on an Yzerman spite tour. I hope Walman wins. I hope he wins the Conn Smythe. I don't care. I hope he is the series MVP. I honestly, Because again, everything right now, I just need Steve to wake up. Yes.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Wallman Cup Parade.
If you're going to do the social media thing, you got to be interesting. You have to be, put something
out
there. I'm
talking highlights. Just like the greatness of the player still has to speak.
Yes, but like what Shaq is saying, social media is there if you're not doing anything. And look, I know a lot of people hated the Kansas City Chiefs, but it was because Swift was there. And it was because they were interesting. And it was the things like that that drew the casual fan in. And you know what? Maybe hockey needs, Kenny, and I don't know, maybe they have it, and I'm just like a Hard Knocks type of thing that takes you behind the scenes where you actually get to learn the players you find out about them and their families and where they grew up and how the journey that it took to get to the league.
So they did kind of something like that last playoffs, except they buried it on Amazon Prime so that like nobody
watched even
it.
Better. Perfect.
So, but like, and that actually, if that would have been done on a better platform, I think that would have made everybody very happy because it showed a behind the scenes of Connor McDavid going, dig the bleep in. And he was yelling at his team. And it was like, Jesus, this guy's on fire. This guy's electric. I never see that. So, we're going to look forward to next game, you know, like that's all we get. But in that doc, you got that.
But yeah, it's like the horse racing doc thing that you have or the F1 drive. It's like
called Race for the Crown. Will you put some respect on its name?
I said horse. I think something like that where you get to go behind the scenes, and every year they'll pick a couple teams and they do that. And I think you pick the teams with the superstars, and now I kind of get a behind the glimpse. Okay, this is why you guys have been talking about this guy. Okay, this is the best player in the league. Okay, I'll watch that. But just the highlights, I hate to say it, Mike, but I mean, when it comes to social media, you can see highlights all the time, but what makes you special if you're selling yourself on social media? What are you doing? Like Giannis. Dude, I remember like when he was going through saying, hey, you know, the first time he had Oreo cookies and it got like over 1 million views because he's like, these are the greatest things ever.
Oh my God. Okay.
But that's what social media is for.
Idiots, exactly.
So we're talking NHL Stanley Cup. This takes place tonight. Kenny, I asked you a question in the break, and I want to bring it up now. Could another reason why it seems like there's not a ton of buzz? I don't know how to put this. Your hockey elite.
Just say it.
Maybe they just want to keep the club closed. They don't want people joining and liking hockey. They kind of like it where it's just their sport, where they don't embrace like other sports. Man, they want you to become a fan. Maybe the hockey elite just like, you know, like the sport closed off.
I would like to think that that's not true, but I mean, with every fandom, there's a certain element of fans that are pretentious. And I think hockey has a lot higher of a percentage than a lot of other sports.
I think hockey elite is the same as soccer elite.
I think they're cut from the same cloth. Yeah, 100%.
And that's not a good place to be.
It's not.
The soccer elite are truly the most annoying humans on earth.
Whereas if all of a sudden you start doing a marketing campaign, oh, really, we have to do this for these people? Okay, fine, whatever.
I think a lot.
I meant non-hockey elite.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'd like to think that it comes from a place of like, let's protect PK. Our sport, but I don't know. I don't know why they're like that. I consider myself hockey elite, and I welcome all with arms wide open.
I'm trying to think. Greatest black player, Grant Fuhr, Jerome Iginla. Okay, that's an NC State football helmet comment that was taken woefully out of context.
But you know what? It fits so many categories.
No, doesn't it? Well, Cody. Is that actually the hockey elite's inner monologue?
Yeah, that's a live look at Edmonton right now.
All right, live look at Saskatoon. Let's go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. You guys are going to bring me out after that. Huh?
Sorry,
Ethan.
Listen, I'm not an NHL, fanboy or anything like that, but I'm fired up to watch the finals tonight. You know, I think back to a time when TV was a little bit simpler and I could simply hit the last button on my remote to go between, you know, watching the Tigers and watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. And boy, oh boy, do I miss that. You know, I'm going to be switching between two different apps on my TV now in order to be able to watch both games. But I personally think that you guys are touching on all the right subjects when it comes to why the NHL is kind of faltering. And you're beating around the bush that I think is the main point in which it's just not the NFL. And I think with the availability of media and all the things that are at everyone's disposal at all times, if you are not king, the absolute king, which the NFL is, there's just going to be fluctuation. The NFL does one thing and it rises in popularity, and there will be a bubble that bursts on that at some point. I don't know when, but it's not the NFL. And so if the games aren't as compelling, I think the Four Nations did themselves a huge favor by having that preliminary game between USA and Canada with the huge fight that took place that was all over social media that absolutely caused it to blow up. I think you haven't had that in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You haven't had that shining moment where it's been like, oh, these two superstars clashed or this big fight happened or something like that. And if you don't, we live in a culture where if your popularity doesn't spike on social media, it most likely isn't going to spike when it comes time to watch the games on TV. And I think that plays a huge role in it. And it's probably something that isn't talked about enough. But I personally believe that that's just the truth, and that's the society we live in now.
Well, and I think if you added a layer to it, we've talked about it, Rico and I. I mean, Ethan, rivalries seem all but dead, and I think there's too many teams in hockey.
No, but
well,
Ethan,
that immediately touches back on the point of why the Four Nations was so huge. It's Canada, it's U.S., the political turmoil that was kind of going on between the two countries at the time and everything. Yeah. It was just like, everybody gravitated towards that rivalry aspect of those two teams. You don't have that in the playoffs.
Well, Ethan, you kind of do, but you kind of do, but
the rematch in the finals,
right? But I'm saying you could go with the whole Tkachuk McDavid thing with the fight, like everything that was Four Nations and everything that the people loved. You could highlight that, and you could really say, "Hey, if you remember this, well, guess what? You got it for a 7-game series." The U.S.-Canada thing. You're right. There's so much that they could do, but it's almost like, we're going to do it our way instead.
I think Ethan's touched on something. Ethan, I think what we're going to go with is you want more political unrest for better hockey. That's what I took from this call. And tariffs.
I just think if you don't have that social media clip, if you don't have that thing that blows it up, that thing that just makes it like, oh yeah, I saw this fight take place and now I really want to watch this rematch of this game, you know, and there might be a moment that happens in the finals that gives you that, right? You might get that huge spike. There might be something that happens tonight in game one that really attracts people to it. But I think if you're missing that wow factor, if you don't have it, and it can't happen, it can't be something that isn't natural. It has to happen naturally. And you kind of hope for that. And if you're not the NFL, you need it. The NBA has shown that over the last several years with their numbers plummeting.
Yeah. No, and Ethan, in all sincerity, you're right. The it's not the NFL thing is something every sport has to deal with. I mean, look, I think you could say the same thing about the NBA finals that are about to come up. I don't think anyone's watching this. Indiana OKC, and here's the problem. OKC is a wonderful story. They have the league's MVP. They have this young, exciting roster. They do play defense. They've been built out of ashes by Sam Presti. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Nobody cares. Nobody's going
to
watch it.
No, but Mike, at least they didn't wait a week to get started.
Hey, here's my problem. Rico, the fact is we shouldn't be playing hockey in June. We shouldn't be playing basketball in June. It's ridiculous how long these seasons go.
I'm with you.
But to your NFL point that it's not the NFL, they weren't the NFL last year. Why are ratings down 25%?
That's what I asked you to figure
out. I don't know.
A lot of anger. 248-539-9797. Ticket text.
Hockey is turning into baseball. You only care about your local team. Once they're out, ratings will go down.
I think there's a lot to it.
I worry about that with hockey.
Well, you be worried. Because I think hockey in a lot of ways mimics baseball, that you don't watch your team every day.
The only thing that they have going for them is that at least they have a passionate Canada fan base that we'll watch Canadian, or we'll watch American hockey even in Canada. Once all the Canadian teams are gone, they still care.
Well, also, I think both sports sharing the whole thing. You can't even really get excited about the future because you're not going to see that draft pick for some years down the line.
Outside of the first two or three picks? Yeah. No, that's absolutely the truth.
Whereas NBA, NFL, hey, okay, I'm going to see that guy playing for my team next season.
Yeah, we're just now getting like Mo Sider and I don't think we're going to get Danielson until like maybe middle of next year.
Okay, I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired of hearing about Danielson. Okay? Because everything I read is a middle six forward. You know what? I don't care about him. Trade him.
I was going to say, package him up.
I am now in spite mode with the Red Wings. Yeah. I don't even want to hear. Get rid of them all.
I was screening a call, but I heard you're a little Wallman meltdown there. I like that.
I'm in full Stevie spite phase, meaning I want things that get him to wake up. And, we had to get rid of him. He's a bad guy. Get him out of our room. Right, but you duct taped a second round pick to him, and a year later, a team gave a first for him. How big of a bleep hole can he be?
You paid to get rid of him, and now he's on an NHL team's roster.
Hello?
Starting in the Stanley Cup final.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he was worth packaging a pick with.
Yeah, that guy's a butthead. Yeah, and he's on, and you know what? A Stanley Cup team decided he wasn't a big enough ass that we had to keep him out of our room. You paid to get rid of him. They gave a one to get him.
Let's give a one to get him and then start him as one of our key defensive pieces.
Right. All in the Stanley Cup and then final. The best part. The best. You go out and do this Wallman thing, and your defensive core plummets into being bottom five in the league and the worst penalty kill maybe since the Mighty Ducks. Gordon Bombay, he was an offensive coach.
Bash Brothers.
So you're not a big Petrie guy.
I prefer my defenseman with two legs. 248-539-9797.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.